It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Many members of the disabled community are hurting, and like the National Insurance Scheme, the government treasury, and the parents of differently abled children, they all have one common need: some good old new money. Paying one's bills either at the national level or that of an individual leads us to one question: where is this new money going to come from? The Central Bank of Barbados has reportedly sanctioned a $40 million US investment in overseas markets by the National Insurance Service to raise new money for that institution. This comes at a time when high interest rates continue to be maintained in the United States and elsewhere to wrestle inflation, also known as a rising cost of living, to acceptable lower levels. High interest rates affect overseas investment, and local firms that are looking to make money from foreign investment institutions. The local mutual funds market has had its share of investment challenges, and last year several portfolios dipped under the waves. So where is the replenishment for the National Insurance Fund going to come from? During a town hall meeting at Alexandra Secondary School for Persons with Disabilities, we at Blockchain Business heard of financial difficulties parents of differently abled children were having. Discrimination in obtaining work was another issue. As much as 90% of those adults with disabilities could be without work, many with skills and able to work, we heard. Government has a draft policy being improved on, but publicly recognizes it has a mammoth task to hand. Remittances, we have argued, could be one option. In some countries, remittances play a large role in putting money in the pockets of those in need. Remittances, however, have a cost, as a sizable chunk goes to the companies that are transferring ones and zeros from one computer system to another. We have argued that El Salvador has been one country that has come to the rescue of citizens by offering an opportunity to cut out the middleman, to get funds faster, cheaper, safer to those in need of it. This would, of course, require a rethink of how we use digital payments and transactions. When it comes to transfers via banks, our experience has also been that the cost is quite high. What it might take is an understanding by government of how digital payments could be made easier, safer, faster, and cheaper. So not only parents with children challenged by disabilities, but citizens in general could earn from abroad. Increasing access to remittances to one person could mean a better life for a child and less pressure on his or her family, as well as the welfare system. The question for the policymakers is perhaps not that remote as for the National Insurance Service, which is banking on finding new investment opportunities to bolster the fund. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and informative, you do know what to do. Stay tuned to Voice of Barbados every Friday and Monday morning for more. Much, much more.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.